gave Sherry a sad, understanding smile. Sometimes there's just one special person for a whole lifetime. Once that person's gone, it's better to be alone than try to replace them. Thankfully, Sherry was not alone. Her mother moved in with her after the funeral, and together they cared for Luke. No matter what trial fell upon the young boy, Sherry had an optimistic way of looking at it. "That's okay, son," she'd say when Luke came home sad about a situation with a friend. "One day he'll realize how much fun you really are, and then he'll be knocking at the door every afternoon." Or she'd encourage him when he struggled with learning to read. "You can practice reading to me every night, Luke," Sherry told him. "Won't that be a nice way to spend time together?" Sherry had something deep within her that many mothers understand, an ability to recognize the speed at which time passed. Knowing it was flying by didn't make it any easier to stop, of course, but for Sherry, it meant making the most of every moment. She, more than anyone, knew how quickly things could change. When Luke turned 7 and joined the town's Little League team, Sherry sensed from the beginning his struggle. In an effort to make things right for him, she researched stories about major leaguers who struggled with the game when they were kids. "Did you know that the most famous outfielder of all time didn't play a lick of ball until he was 12? She'd tell him. And together they'd laugh over the possibilities. "One day, I'll be cheering from the stands and there you'll be, suiting up for the big leagues." Game after game, week after week, his mother came and cheered him on, even if he only played a few minutes at a time. Then one week, Luke came to the game alone. "Coach," he said, "can I start today? It's really important, please." The coach pondered the child before him and thought of Luke's lack of coordination. He would probably strike out and swing at every ball that came his way. But then the man thought of Luke's patience and sportsmanship during the weeks he'd played but an inning or two. "Sure," he said and shrugged, tugging on Luke's red cap. "You can start today. Now go get warmed up." Luke was thrilled, and that afternoon, he played the game of his life. He hit a home run and 2 singles, and in the field, he caught the fly ball that won the game. The coach, of course, was stunned. He had never seen Luke play so well, and after the game, he pulled him aside. "That was a tremendous performance," he told the child. "But you've never played like that before. What was the difference today?"